You know, we just got to keep the pressure up and stay out of the box.
That's what's up.
And we got to watch the icing calls. Coach said we were icing so much we could open a bakery.
I do not get that.
Yeah, but we really just got to play smart, keep moving the puck, and avoid those five-minute majors.
This man has said it all. Let me ask, are you also cold as hell?
No, kind of hot, actually.
Yes, I'm very cold. So that's the story here in hell. Back to you guys in the booth.
All right, well, thanks, Les.
And there's the horn, and you know what that means.
I do not.
It's time for the third period.
That was good.
Yeah.
It was really good. I didn't see any more of it. I didn't get a chance to see Eminem's performance.
And what was the guy's? The guy turned around to show his name. And I think
it was SKJEI.
Right.
Yeah. So is that like, a real Rangers? I know that's not a player, no. But the jersey. No, no. Is that not a real Rangers
player
name?
I didn't recognize it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be able to recognize it either. Right. I was just wondering if they got like a real jersey and put it on a guy.
I don't know. I don't
Is
go
it
that
shy?
Deep with Skedge.
Here comes Skedge.
How you gonna do that hockey?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. That is as much Saturday Night Live as I have consumed. I recorded the Tiffany Haddish last week. Did not watch it though.
Like I told you, that's yeah.
No.
Yeah, I like her too, and it just
she's a little princess. I enjoy her. She's the new wave of comedy from the ladies' perspective.
We are going to talk with Eric Edholm at 4 and Rich Campbell at 5. This means that if for this to be the real Bears Monday, and I think what I keep fixating on are the no shows, are the number of people that had something better to do on a nice day. It's 33 degrees. And it's sunny out, and it's a perfect day for fall football. It's not like it was pouring. And by the way, that is a guy. I don't know if it was actually the player.
No, it wasn't a player, but it was a dude.
It might
It was an actual hockey player.
SKJEI, 23-year-old defenseman on the Rangers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought so.
I thought it was funnier if they made
if it
up
was
the
a
name.
Dude. Yeah, exactly. I thought it was a guy.
But I think it's better that it's real. That you just go out and
get a jersey and
say, hey, that's a real name. Or exactly what we're making fun of.
That wasn't that was an actor though, right? That was one of the SNL.
That's what I'm saying. Him.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a real.
How is it pronounced?
I thought it was Shay.
Shay.
Brady Shay.
Brady Shay.
Look, we get all our Rangers in from Julie to Carol. There it is.
Yeah. Hockey champ over there. Let's do
Zawoski, move over. There's a new podcast in town.
But this, I guess the question is, the larger question we'll get to this, about overall Bears level of interest. Are we reaching Bears ennui at this point? Because that would be, that dangerous tipping point for Bears seasons that gets people fired.
Yeah, it's also dangerous for your television, because then you'll watch the Bulls play no defense and Justin Holliday put up shots on a Sunday.
Holliday.
He does not give a damn.
He has no conscience.
All right, we got an update. And we'll come back and talk that football with you right here on 670 The Score.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join homegrown basketball head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season. As the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena, season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Some cautious optimism from Bears head coach John Fox about the injury Leonard Floyd suffered yesterday.
I just want to be clear, you're just not willing to say he tore his ACL?
To our knowledge at this point right now, he did not.
So Bears do not believe Floyd tore his ACL. He's still expected to miss a ton of time, though. The difference is no tear means the injury is likely confined to 2017 instead of holding over until next year. Bears fans won't have kicker Connor Barth to kick around anymore. The team waived Barth and signed kicker Cairo Santos this morning. The Bulls getting set to play back-to-back games out west. They'll take on the Lakers tomorrow and the Jazz on Wednesday. Blackhawks play in Tampa on Wednesday. In baseball, the Cubs are meeting with Andre Dawson in hopes of finding a role for him in the organization. Omar Vizquel has been named the manager of the White Sox Class A team in Winston-Salem. And both the Cubs and White Sox have released their spring training schedules. Both teams play their first game on February 23rd. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And this season, give thanks to the car that helps you get through it. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday Savings Event. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
People are so mad we have no Brady Shy.
Well, I knew he was a guy.
Okay.
I just didn't know how to pronounce his
this
name.
This hour brought to you by Illinois Media School.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
And the ball thrown where it is right there in that, you know, you guys saw it. Coach Gruden talked about the other day, the honey hole or the turkey hole, whatever he referred to it.
Is that Dow Loggins? I understand. I know the reference, but when did the Bears hire Boomhauer to be their offensive coordinator from King of the Hill?
It's right there in that, you know, you guys saw it. Coach Gruden talked about the other day, the honey hole.
What are you talking about, man? I tell you what, fat kid's always a funny one, man. Is it dang old John Candy, John Belushi?
What the hell was that? As the weeks go on, does he become more Southern?
It's right there in that, you know.
How you supposed to come out there and do anything about that dog if you're just going to get a dang old computer and going to come over here and just shut that dang old dog up?
The honey hole.
Y'all saw it?
What?
That's a dog told that a honey hole.
Yo, man, call Dr. Scholes, man, 911. Man, y'all look like that dang old hot car ride with that old crap, man.
It's right there in that, you know, the honey hole.
He's holding that laminated card over his face going,
break. Great call by Dow Loggins.
No one knows the play.
Right. Trubisky's like, what? NFL football is hard.
You delay a game.
It's right there in that, you know, you guys saw it. Coach Gruden talked about the other day.
I'll tell you what you do. You just take them dang old spark plugs out, and then that little hole, you just put a little hole around there. Just like Bobby Hunter said, just like it go boom, boom.
The honey hole.
Just like that.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And sometimes they're right there for you. You lob right at the rim and Tanny's there to throw it down.
Oh, Blake Tannehill's coming with fury. Welcome back to the B&G Show here on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Make sure you are watching on watch670thescore.com. There is a hoodie duel going on here. Not actually two Jonathan Hoods, but I have a hoodie on, he has a hoodie on, so we're going to have you vote on that. And
I'm representing Lincoln Park High School Lion Pride since 1899.
I'm representing style on a different cultural level. So you can go ahead and vote on that.
I can't compete there. That's, I'm out.
Nah, you're good. We're actually talking about the Bears because it's Bears Monday. Taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767. I guess, you know, we always ask, what'd you learn after another week of Bears football, the week leading up to it, how you felt after the Green Bay game? I don't feel as bad as I did, you know, because I watched this game and I saw things that I liked. I liked the fact that Mitchell Trubisky made something when there was nothing. The throw to Adam Shaheen through, it seemingly threw the Detroit Lions linebacker was awesome. There were some footwork things, and also three out of the five times he guessed right or executed the play right on the read zone option. So there were some things there that I enjoyed as a Bears fan. Defense. You know, this is 2 weeks in a row that we might have to have a conversation about Vic Fangio's defense. But, you know, we've talked about the line. We've talked about Jordan Howard and nobody running the football in the third quarter. That play call, at some point I do want to talk to you about Dow Loggins, not on a Boomhauer level, but actually what we saw yesterday as well.
And this segment's brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. Are you done with the Bears, though? When you see a double the number of no-shows, and you, like you say, whatever was reported, but some of those camera shots were uh-oh kind of camera
first
shots.
One.
The very first one, you're like, you are looking live at a place where nobody's here.
And, whoa, Nelly.
Yeah, and
yeah, man.
I've seen it. I've
from
been around
the top
a lot.
Of the rafters down to the really good seats.
A lot of Bears teams where people are just like, deuces.
Yeah.
And we've seen enough, and it might have been the I predicted it was the Packers' loss. I said, that's the one. That's the one you look at where you say, I'm in or I'm out. And I think a lot of people used the Packers' loss as a declaration of, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Well, you know, a lot of people like to chide Los Angeles and Atlanta and Miami as being purely event towns. But I really think on a grown-up level, at all of our bases, we are event consumers.
Yep.
And the Bears have not been an event since maybe what the Lovey years, the middle of the Lovey years, like where you're like, all right, I'm about to watch this defense score, and I'm about to watch Devin Hester score. I got to be there at noon. Or let me look at the primetime games. The NFL will tell you. The NFL is like, no, you stay your ass at noon where you belong.
With Tom Brenneman.
Yeah, exactly. I do like the fact that they did back-to-back weeks with the same squad, because you could tell the storylines kind of built themselves. I would wonder if the NFL and all their licensing deals and then the television deals, if they would ever go to a home television call. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do in this city. And if you're going to come downtown or come down Lakeshore Drive at all, and you think of all the things that you and your child or you and your family can do, Bears football, you know, if on a downtown, crisp but sunny Sunday.
It was a nice fall Sunday. Right. It was a nice football Sunday.
Get your shopping started. I mean, there's so many things to do. And we, like I said, we laugh at Atlanta. We laugh at Miami. We laugh at L.A. for late-arriving crowds.
Nobody's immune anymore, because we also know that if you do want to kind of half-watch and do some stuff and change your air filters out and rake some leaves and do some dishes or go through your closets, you could do that too.
And Dan, it's right here too. It's right here. I'm pointing at my phone for the people watching on Channel
Zero.
It's
not Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's right here.
It's right here. You like that?
It's right here.
Yeah.
Because I was at a baby shower and I had to tell old Danny Cusack, brother of Q from the North Side, I had to tell Dan, hey, I don't want any scores, because he's sitting there going crazy over Jay Cutler. He's a huge Jay Cutler guy.
Wait, and a huge positive? Like, yeah, he likes Jay Cutler?
He loves Jay Cutler. He loves everything about him, like the fact that he's a jerk.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's
like
that
guy. Embrace
the anti-hero
kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, and he's looking at
the heel. Okay.
He keeps telling me the Dolphins scores. I'm like, Danny, I don't need to know the score. And I said, don't tell me the Bears score. But it's right there for you, though. Everything is right there for you. Like you said, if you're running around downtown Chicago yesterday, whether you're getting yourself a good luncheon or you got a staycation going on, and you're like, you know what? I'll catch up with it, or I'll just look at my phone. I don't have to talk about this with anybody at the job tomorrow. How many Bears conversations happen outside of your group chats or outside of, you know, we're different. We're different because we do this for a living.
We've already selected a group of friends that's probably more interested than other groups of friends.
How many of those things have seemingly everybody's in a group text thread or a group chat anyway. How many of those conversations, did you see those Bears? How many times did that actually come up? And maybe you're the only real hardcore sports fan in that group of seven or eight people, and you don't bring it up. You don't bring up Leonard Floyd. Hey, guys, Leonard Floyd's knee is wrecked. I just saw this injury. Because the Bears aren't an event. They feel like an event when the season starts. I can't wait for
that's
it.
That's why I think a doubling of no-shows from 5,000-plus to 10,000-plus is material. I do. At this stage.
See, I was looking at it from a front office standpoint when you guys were talking about a transition. If John Fox is dead man walking 5 to 10 to 12 to 13 in the last four or five games, or the last two home games, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think it necessarily is we should be looking at it to try to influence ownership to make a move. And we've had this debate, too, where different reporters, different observers say different things, where I heard Hub definitively say that it is Ryan Pace's call to fire or not fire the head coach, that he is the top football decision maker, and he is entrusted and empowered to make that decision.
He's going to make it.
I think he's going to, he realizes time is short, and people like me who will give him a chance with his coach.
Get a coach, get a quarterback.
Yep. He's got his quarterback. Yeah. And give him his coach and see what happens.
Yeah. This isn't a bowl situation where you can get four or five coaches and have results not really stick to you at all and run to your favorite shows.
And then
talk to the people that treat you well.
Oh, boy. And that was like Jim Hendry showing up on the Murph show all the time. Every single time.
Gonna take care of you.
Uh-huh.
Happy place. Landing spot. Nah, this is... I only know from the Bears fans that I'm around. And my Bears fans' friends are idiots. They're the guys that scream and holler and this sucks, that sucks. They all watch it. So I don't know if it's true barometer. But, hell, our guy Q from the North Side, he says he hasn't watched a full Bears game in 10 years. Now, I know he's not the norm either. Well, he's just not normal, you know. God bless his lovely wife and that baby that's coming, but he's not. Your daddy and your husband isn't normal. But, dude, the Bears are an event. They're awesome when they're good, but if you don't have to watch the Bears, why would you?
The 815 says, my group text was talking about the David Cassidy organ shutdown situation. They shut down David Cassidy's organ?
Nah, dude, he's another guy that dementia has taken over and ravaged his whole situation, right?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Malcolm Young.
Yeah.
Age 64, Malcolm Young was a founding member of AC/DC, died.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, another dude, too, was it Mel Tillis?
Oh, sure. Yeah, Mel Tillis, longtime country singer. Yeah,
he died this weekend, too.
Famous for being...
Was it this weekend?
Name came up. We were talking about people who had a serious stuttering or stammering problem, except when he sang.
When the nerves were done, it was just off, and he just wired that way.
It was just the way when he sang, it didn't matter. He didn't. It was only speaking that it bothered him. And by the way, this is what's really funny too.
What's that?
Brady Shea, SKJEI.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Minnesota.
Why is that funny?
Because you'd think it was a foreign player.
I got you. Yeah,
They found some Slovak
right.
guy.
They just flew him in.
Right. Yeah, no, I thought they made up a clearly foreign name, and the joke is making fun of the foreign influence in hockey.
Right.
But he's from Minnesota.
Yeah, him and Ric Flair.
There are parts of Minnesota that do feel like other countries, though. I can speak from experience.
Well, hasn't all of Somalia moved to Minneapolis and St. Paul?
It's not just that. There's also, is it the Hmong, H-M-O-N-G? I want to say large communities of Hmong.
Are they, what descendants of?
I believe it's a Southeast Asian ethnicity.
Not Ming.
No, I don't know exactly.
Ming dynasty.
No, I don't want to speak out of turn. But
don't. We count on you for things like this. We want to know where the Hmong are from.
Yeah, it's
and who is... Among us.
Huh? No? They a gradual southward migration in China in the 18th century due to political unrest and to escape Chinese threats, and they resettled in Western countries in two separate waves.
So they're the UCLA front court.
This segment brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer longer. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday savings event. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Yeah, Black Friday coming up, White Saturday coming up right after that. It's going to be a good weekend this weekend.
What are we supposed to do on White Saturday?
I don't know. Just be happy.
Just be happy to
no
be white?
No cares.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, credit gets bumped up like 100 points.
Insurance costs less.
Right.
We're allowed to quarterback teams.
You talk back to police. Yeah, that kind
of thing. You're allowed to quarterback team. Hey!
By the way,
it's been a long time now. We're on the fourth generation of brothers quarterbacking teams.
There was a brother on the sidelines yesterday to start a game who got his chance at halftime.
Oh, dude!
Because it was.
You want to do this
after a break?
I was going to say let's do it in the 4 o'clock one after Eric, but we could do it after a break
because
it was delightful. It was, boy.
Sometimes the best laid plans go boom in your face. You have the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. I don't want to panic one game into the Nathan Peterman era in Buffalo, but I'm starting to think that he might not be the answer, or at least the answer right now. Now, head coach Sean McDermott is standing by his decision. Quote, I don't regret my decision. I regret the result. This is in part about winning now and in part about winning in the future. End quote. Yeah, I don't know about that, Coach. Of course you regret the decision. You just got hammered in a game you really had to have. Of course you regret that. Just like every vet in your locker room regrets that. And probably nobody more so than rookie Nate Peterman, who obviously was not ready for that start and should have never been put in that position to begin with. You can't tell me a rookie fifth-round draft pick has got a better chance of helping you win right now than a vet like Tyrod Taylor. So that was a horrible decision, and you do regret it, and so does everybody else. I'm Jim Rome.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, he's got to be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week, the history of sports.
This week in 1917, the NHL formed with the Montreal Canadiens, the Montreal Maroons, Toronto Arenas, Ottawa Senators, and the Quebec Bulldogs. Gordie Howe became the first NHL player to score 1,000 points this week in 1916. This week in 1961, Gordie Howe became the first to play in 1,000 NHL games. That same week in 1961, the Pro Baseball Rules Committee voted 8-1 against legalizing the spitball.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Lake Bluff.
Tomorrow night, come out to Anthony's in Joliet from 7 to 10 p.m. for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show with Lawrence Holmes. Enjoy the broadcast and Miller Lite specials. Enter to win Bears tickets and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 8 to 9:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Shotgun snap. Peterman fades back and he slings it to the far left. Intercepted. Picked off by Trevor Williams. He races up the 40, the 45, and gets knocked down there. The tight end Nick O'Leary with the stop. That's five interceptions for Nathan Peterman.
Here you go. Check it out. The real Peterman reality bus tour. I'm confused. The Peterman book is big business. People want to know the stories behind the stories.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you were surfing around the NFL, not glued to the Bears game, you might have seen what took place at the Buffalo Bills quarterback position. Now, we talked about this last week where it was curious that Tyrod Taylor was being benched, even though they were 5-4
and I told
still
you
in
that,
the playoff
that
hunt.
Somebody I know
who, be careful with
yep,
that.
It was close to that team, said the reason for it was they believed, and they were from what they saw in practice, that Nathan Peterman would do a better job of reading the field to find wide receivers.
Mm.
Unfortunately, what happened was he did a better job reading the field to find players on the other team.
Yeah, the man threw more interceptions in the first half of a game than Tyrod Taylor had thrown all season long. He threw two interceptions within the first 10 minutes of this football game. If he had gotten the 20 actionable plays, it would have been the lowest QBR and lowest passer efficiency rating ever recorded. And Richard Sherman was just sitting around nursing his injury and noticed this was going on and jumped on Twitter, as he is apt to do when it is time to defend the brothers that play quarterback. This is from Richard Sherman. So they bench my guy Tyrod Taylor, and the guy they bring in has already thrown two picks with 10 minutes left in the first. Great decision. And later on, wonder what they're going to say after this game about Tyrod Taylor. One bad game and he's benched. Do you cut the new guy after this half? And then after that, I love the NFL. Very difficult to hide bad decisions, especially regarding personnel. The fire of the NFL exposes all. Yeah, they put this kid in no good position with this. You know, usually you want to throw him in there after a bye week or before a bye week so you can get him acclimated. But they made a knee-jerk decision with a team that's got a playoff defense and an offense that if you just caretake a little bit, you can get yourself 9-10 wins out of that.
That's not caretaking. Five interceptions and a half. Think about that. Remember how much fun we were making of Matt Barkley last year when he threw five in a game?
Yeah.
This is a half.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard that is to have enough chances to even throw that many?
What do you get, like, by what, 13, 14 possessions a game, somewhere around there? You punt on a few. You score on a few. I want to know the drive chart. I'll look it up right now. How many possessions did they have in the first half? They didn't have any more than eight, right?
That is...
seven or eight?
It's one of the worst quarterbacking performances post-merger in NFL history.
He threw five interceptions in 30 minutes of football. It couldn't have happened to a better group of decision makers. Yeah, the GM last year was like, I'm bad. When are you guys going to fire me? Tomorrow. We'll fire you tomorrow. And then you go through all the Rex Ryan rigmarole. Like, the Buffalo Bills haven't been able to get out of their way since Jim Kelly and the boys. Didn't Kelly Holcomb have a decent season with them? Or was he like, did he get money after he had the good games? Wasn't that the Rob Johnson, Doug Flutie thing? Wasn't that the last time they were in the playoffs?
Man.
Music City
Ooh.
Miracle.
My
God.
Oh.
Ooh.
Frank Wycheck
good
with a terrific play on that one. Yeah, man, this Buffalo Bills thing, like, you can't just say, hey, Tyrod, we need you back now, too. Like, this is when we talk about robots instead of personalities. Everybody's human. And if I'm Tyrod, I'm sitting over there in the corner spitting sunflower seeds like, man, this ain't going too well for y'all.
He's got the earpiece
right. I wouldn't call that with this guy, but you got to be a good teammate. You got to have a stiff upper lip.
The room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone's looking at you.
You have to take care of the room.
Everyone's looking at you, Tyrod. We want you to be a professional in this situation. You know, kiss my black ass. I'm going home.
Yeah. The internet did the work for him, though.
Dude.
The memes did the work for him. The GIFs did the work for him.
There's some bad football going on in the NFL.
Cutler was horrible.
Yeah. He was terrible before the concussion. And then his boy. Matt Moore is no good. That's one of those things, too, where like, ooh, I saw Matt Moore put up 20, and then the Baltimore Ravens skunked him, and then he goes out there, ooh, Matt Moore again. No, no. Quarterbacks kind of let you know what they are, and then we act like we don't for as long as we possibly can, just like all bad relationships. Like, Nathan Peterman might be good. He might be okay. He might be okay. Might got thrown into a bad situation, but...
That's one that's hard to have the old short memory on, though. You turn in one of the worst single performances at the position ever, it's hard to say, all right, we'll go get him next week. It happens. Burn the tape.
We did the equivalent of, what was it last week? What was it? We did the five goals. Was it 60? Was it 50
Four
points?
Home runs.
Four home runs. What, it was the six sacks by Adrian Claiborne,
yes.
Right?
That's right.
What's the equivalent on the other side of that to five interceptions and a half?
It's like the Lester outing. Before
when it was like, yep, yeah, something's
the,
wrong.
Wasn't it the
forearm.
Last start before the All Star break where it was like 10 in a third?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
something's wrong with my forearm. Come get me.
Sore.
Yep.
I'm on a plane back to Atlanta,
it probably is close to that because
for
of
a goalie
the,
was it like six or seven goals and you got to wear it.
That was like the Antti Niemi game earlier this year.
It was ten to one, right? It was 10 to 1.
It wasn't just that. It was.
Isn't that what Patrick Waugh, when he got traded, wasn't it the same thing?
Was it?
He like gave up like 10 and he's like, get my ass out of here. I ain't playing for this coach.
Five interceptions and a half, ladies and gentlemen.
But how demoralizing it is. I mean, I would think, yes, as far as win expectancy, it's either like just a complete wetting of the bed by a starting pitcher, or it has to be a day where the goalie had too much Smirnoff before he took the ice.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join homegrown basketball head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Some good news out of Hallis Hall today after the Bears lost yesterday to Detroit. The Bears believe linebacker Leonard Floyd's ACL is intact after an ugly hit on Sunday. He's still expected to miss a lot of time, though. Bears also waived kicker Connor Barth and signed kicker Cairo Santos to replace him. Elsewhere in the league, Miami head coach Adam Gase says Jay Cutler is still the quarterback if he's healthy. Cutler was placed in the concussion protocol yesterday. The Broncos fire offensive coordinator Mike McCoy. The Bulls take on the Lakers tomorrow in L.A. Blackhawks play in Tampa on Wednesday. Cubs and Yankees are the favorites to land pitcher Alex Cobb, according to Peter Gammons. And the White Sox making a bunch of roster moves ahead of the Rule 5 draft, purchasing the contracts of infielder Casey Gillespie, outfielder Eloy Jimenez, outfielder Luis Alexander Basabe, lefty Ian Clarkin, and outfielder Micah Rodolfo from the minors, and outrighting right-handers Chris Beck and Tyler Danish to Charlotte. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, get an APR as low as 0.9% on all BMW-certified pre-owned models. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. See dealer for details. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Oh, thank you, Julie. I wasn't marveling at anything in the update. You did a good job. But my ooh was for James Shields. Because someone mentioned James Shields. Remember when James Shields touched down here?
Yeah, the 206
every
is
start was
the equivalent
yuck-a-tow.
Is any number of James Shields starts for the Sox. And the 815 says, it's like when Vinny Del Negro said, it happens. Mm. But that's when the Bulls played Sacramento and they blew a 35-point lead, right?
Tyreek Evans showed you.
Still is. Hey, Tyreek is still out there showing how that's big
the,
his are,
is the
right?
best value in the NBA yes. right now. 18 points a game for $2.5 million, $3 million, something like that. He's killing it.
Wow.
He's killing it right now. Wow. But, yeah, what's the equivalent of throwing? There is none, right? That's is that the worst performance in a half in sports history?
It happens. It's happened before.
No, it hasn't. That's the point, no. Vinny. It you was love, a record.
Right. 27 points.
More, it was like
31. 31? 33?
It was 35.
Yeah, they had a big ass lead.
I thought they blew a 35-point lead.
To the Kings.
Yes, to the that Kings. Kings team.
Before DeMarcus Cousins.
Right, that Kings right.
team. Ty Evans was the...
And Vinny says, it happens. No.
That was the
it's
point.
A story that it has never... It literally had never happened before.
This is why I'm asking you, are you worried about your job Isn't right
the,
now?
Okay, the worst performance in a...
Do we go half or do we go game to make it better, Shep?
How about the Bears-Packers? That was... there's your work. Remember? First half. Trestman.
Oh!
That wasn't like one person,
say, pick,
though.
I was about to say, pick a Bears-Packers game.
It's the one where Trestman
usually the Halloween game.
But it's not necessarily one guy. Yeah.
Right. Usually you get benched. Like if you fumble four times,
you're out of there.
You're gone.
Yeah.
And if you have a horrible first inning, you know, you're gone. A goalie is pulled.
Can we think of a worse football performance?
A single worse football performance.
Not even Chaz Green with the six sacks, I guess, last week, right?
Has a kicker ever missed five field goals in a game?
You don't even get a chance. So like, nope. We're gonna go for it
it's
on
like,
fourth
like
down.
College, like some yeah. college teams, yeah. like our bum ass kicker can't make.
Philly
that.
Was doing it last night. Philly went for 3 2-point conversions in a row because their kicker was concussed. Yeah. He tried to get it on tackle.
Happens in college all the time. If you got a guy who sucks, and a lot of college kickers suck. Somebody who missed that field goal. There was the video was making the round. Somebody missed like a 20-yard field goal.
Oh yes,
pulled it
yes.
left. Yes. It wasn't even close.
Yes,
well, I think you retweeted it.
Yes, I did.
Special
yeah,
teams,
college
right?
special teams. Yeah.
Yeah, Peterman, 6 of 14, 66 yards, and 5 picks.
I found this.
Worst by a 30-minute worst 30 minutes by an athlete ever. I don't know if I can argue with that.
I have it down to a quarter. Game 7 of the 94 NBA Finals, John Starks was 2 of 18 for the game. They lost 90-84. He went 0 for 10 in the fourth quarter
Historic.
At Houston.
I've never felt bad for John Starks before. In that moment, I felt
And you were
awful.
Laughing your ass off
No, I felt awful because remember, that was the OJ series.
Yes,
that was the OJ
right.
series. So I think OJ happened the game before.
It was in
the
New
chase.
York, I know.
The
yeah.
chase. The
Did you feel bad for John Starks when he became a Bull shortly after?
No. He came in here and he was just trying to collect a check. He was wearing the wrong colorway shoes. It was just weird. Oh, don't take me back to the John Starks Bulls thing, Chris. You always know how to make
Bull for life.
You take me to a bad place, brother. No, dude, that because when a shooter loses it, it is painful. We talked about Nick Anderson. Couple of weeks ago, when somebody who does
Markel
this,
Fultz.
Yeah, exactly, the creature, the creature as mm-hmm. not Markel, but what he was going through is described as the creature. I guys strike out 5 times often enough, you know.
Oh, that happens every day. In
like, what's the worst game out? Score for a pitcher?
James Shields, probably.
Not James Shields.
No, it might be.
Didn't the 06 Sox do it to? Was it Marquis, Jason Marquis, that they lit up the one night, then they. Beat the hell out of somebody the next night and he had to wear it because the bullpen was spent.
I remember that. Look at
Tanny Sox guy.
That sounds about right. We were just talking about that Jose Reyes 1-0 loss. Jim Thome with a solo shot.
There you go.
What a weird 06 Cardinals White Sox series.
That was when it was another example of the urinal of greatness. That was it happened to me twice.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I've told you the story because I was at...
I was at the Broadcaster Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, I was, as a careful. Fan, I went to the park the night of when they were just about to blow the lead in 2005.
Not and the they, coverage.
No, they had the
of.
Big win over Cleveland, and Uribe made that sensational play.
Juan Uribe.
To help save them. And I missed it because I was in the bathroom. And like, Uribe just made this unbelievable play. So fast forward to the next season, and we were sitting in the same seats, and it was this 0-0 game, and Jim Thome hit a towering home run, like a 460-foot home run that I missed because I was at the very same urinal.
Well,
so they told me to go back there.
Just spend the whole game.
Right, right. Because apparently when I'm standing there, it caused good things to happen.
Put him in the bathroom.
The penguin.
I think they just wanted me to leave anyway, so it worked out nicely. But that's funny. That's right. It was Reyes with his flat brim hat.
Yeah, I think I said Jose. It was a different Reyes altogether.
Wasn't Jose Reyes.
Anthony, right?
Anthony Reyes.
Yeah.
The bedeviling lefty with the change up action.
High socks.
Yeah, high socks and flat brim, right?
Well, we're back to the kid that was at your kid's bar mitzvah.
Keith in Oak Forest, you're on the score.
Oh, hey, guys. Dan, you had brought something up about the no-shows. And I agree with you. I think it's completely immaterial. I had four friends of mine that ended up going to the game with free tickets. And the only reason why they actually drove and went to the game was because they wanted to watch Mitchell Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, if they did not play Trubisky or actually bring him out when they did, it would have been probably 20,000 no-shows, especially after that Packer game. And I'll tell you, just making that decision going into the season, because everybody knew they were never going to win, the fact that Fox did not play Trubisky right out of the gate and just say, you know what, this guy is way better than Glennon, that at least gives the fans at least maybe some hope, maybe watching the future, that this team was never going to win. They have way too many holes. I don't know what you guys think about it, but that was my opinion.
Yeah, I'm on record from day one saying that the tall, angular man from NC State shouldn't have seen one snap.
Yeah, you declared it during the preseason when you walked in here and you said, I'm done with this guy.
Finished.
I'm Drew Innes guy.
Who's next? No, dude, he could not play football. We saw this at another stop in Tampa Bay, and we didn't believe it, apparently.
This segment was brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics, lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly. We'll go around the NFL with him at the top of the hour and get his Bears thoughts also. Trying to find a half or a performance as bad as Bills quarterback Nathan Peterman was yesterday.
It was boom goes the dynamite, man. It was bad.
Not bad. Rory McIlroy led the Masters at the turn in 2011 by one stroke and went 7 over on the back nine.
He led. This man took the first snap and was like, I can't.
Yeah, but that's at least the half.
I can't.
It's a different
half,
but it's, oh, God.
Yeah, but there's something about the way you start, though. I'm sorry. He did not look like a professional quarterback at any point during the game. Dudes are going to the Pro Bowl because of him yesterday. Like, come on.
Stat padding.
Yes.
Game.
Yep. Tyrod Taylor takes care of the ball. You put the guy in the game that throws 5 interceptions and a half and say, hey, Tyrod, clean this up for us. Screw you, Bills. That's and guys Jason named Goff. Bill.
And guys named Bob. Yeah. It's a Bears Monday. I'm Dan Bernstein. You got the score.
The Bears fall to the Lions. We've got a full analysis of the loss, Mitch Trubisky's performance. Plus, we'll take a look at the Bears' next matchup, the Philadelphia Eagles, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen. Our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Limit one.
Else. You want to know why Xfinity is awesome? I'm looking at my phone right now, and I have a folder that says Xfinity, and I got 5 apps that make everything efficient and easy to use. I got a TV remote app that if I'm out and about and I want to record something and I forgot to record it, I can just go to my TV remote and record it. I got the My Account app, where if I want to add a package like I had to a couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh yeah, I got to get the NBA package. I did that on the My Account app, and of course, you can pay your bill. I've got the Home app, where if I want to turn up the temperature before I get in the house or disarm the alarm before I get in the house, I can do that as well. And the Stream TV app, where my Netflix account and my YouTube account and thousands of on-demand movies movies are right there for me and my X-Fi. When I want to track and see where the usage of data is going on my X-Fi, I can do that as well. Xfinity makes everything so easy to do, and I haven't even mentioned the X1 voice remote yet. This holiday season is going to be super easy because of Xfinity. You need to call up 1-800-XFINITY right now. Go to an Xfinity store where the people are super happy and they're willing to do anything for you. I had to trade in a box the other day. They couldn't have made it easier. Or go to Xfinity.com. Make that change. It's the future of awesome. And tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word would choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, he's gotta be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end of game kick.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank?
Okay. The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
72 is 1388.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
What a lick he took right there.
A couple of rules in tackling. See what you hit, hit what you see. Do not run to your target. Let's try running through the target. Thank you, sir. Wow. Yes, sir, doctor.
You like that, don't you?
Oh, I love that. Wow.
And now Cohen.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hot sauce in my underwear. I love football. And hits.
How about the picture of him with a full mustache when he was 12?
Yeah. Yeah. Chris was a grown up as a baby.
And that's, you know how much testosterone has?
He alerted me to a new player. When the guy made the big hit, I was like, yeah, 47. I was like, who the hell is 47, though?
Yeah,
Isaiah
who was
Irvin.
That guy?
Isaiah Irvin. I thought anytime I see 47 on the Bears defense or special teams, I think of fat Chris Hudson. Remember that safety that they signed straight off the couch who had like the beer belly? You remember Chris Hudson from the Jaguars? The safety was running around the bookshelf pads and
trail
the knots. Yeah,
like, he was the trail technique guy with a giant ass.
He looked like a fat 70s safety put in the new millennium. They found some dude who just, I can play safety. And yeah, I thought it was Chris Hudson, but it's Isaiah Irving. I had no idea who that was. Had not heard of him. Did not notice him at all in Bourbonnais, but he made a couple of big special teams plays. It was some good hitting in that game. The game was entertaining. For the most part. And then, you know, Connor Barth was there to kick you right in the rocks at the end of the game.
Like, he'd miss.
At least send it to overtime, player.
Like, and let not me, like that.
Let me know.
Give it a chance. At least let it, like...
Make me bend with it.
Right. You know? Like, let it maybe slip over by the upright or something, but just to be...
That was Yaha
time. That's a shank.
Yeah.
It's a pure shank. I said during transition, it's like... You know it when you're at the top of your swing and you're standing at the tee box and people are looking at you and you're like, oh, God. And you hit it into over by the pool, you know? It's just, or somebody's
house.
I get
in the pool with you.
It's, we've all known that feeling, just not like with a game on the line.
Right, not getting paid a couple of millions of dollars to do it either.
This segment was brought to you by Walgreens Expert Pharmacy Care from Walgreens. Diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Batavia finds Mike out on a Bears Monday. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I've just been spending my day pondering, and I cannot...
Not working? You've been pondering all day?
Oh, man. It's just, it's kind of a rough life. But, no, I was just wondering what the point is of keeping John Fox to the end of the season, and why we can't just cut him loose now and just have a little bit of maybe a little bit of fun in the remaining weeks. I'll hang up and listen to
you. No, don't hang up yet. Who do you want to run things?
All right.
Who do you want to run things as soon as you let him go?
I mean, I don't know. Just maybe move Vic up and see where it goes from there. Let Dowell do his thing.
Okay.
I mean, obviously you can hear that Trubisky even thinks that he's being held back a little bit. I don't know. It just sounds like there's a little bit of strife internally that they're not doing they're doing a good job of hiding it, but he's not doing anything for the team.
Yeah, I didn't take as much from those comments as the Spiegel and Parkins show did earlier today when he said that, you know, we do whatever John kind of lets us do because he's a coach. You know, the head coach gets veto power. So if he doesn't want to throw it on that, you know, he doesn't throw it on it. We know what John Fox is. He's not a guy that's going to let you air it out. And you've seen the last couple of games, you got a couple of 30-attempt performances by the quarterback, whether you wanted him or not. Yeah, I mean, hell, if he's vetoing things and you don't run the ball at all in the third quarter, seemingly, then was he asleep during that time? The John Fox thing will be over soon enough. And if I'm Vic Fangio and I do want a head coaching job, I don't know if I want this to be on my tape. We talked about Kyle Long putting things on tape. I don't know if I want this team right now, as banged up as it is, to be on my tape the last six games of the season. So there's a lot that goes into that, you know, more so than just saying fire a guy right now.
I do understand that looking at it from a distance, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
I got you.
It does. Because we all think he's fired, and his desire to play conservative football that might try to save his job does not work at the same purposes as trying to develop an eventual Super Bowl champion. So I get it. I do think it makes sense. In other sports, they do it much more easily than they seem to do it in football. Although we had the first big launching of Mike McCoy, the offensive coordinator at Denver. And
Vance was like, whose fault was it, Vance? That guy.
His fault right there. Well, hey, didn't Billick say it?
Yeah.
Well, fire my offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Vance knows his ass is next.
Eric at home coming up after an update on the score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built Ford Tough.
You need new sheets because yours aren't good enough. And you say, well, how do you know, Bernstein? How do you know I need new sheets? Because I know you don't have Brooklinen sheets yet. You haven't taken advantage of this opportunity. And you don't really understand what great luxury sheets mean until you sleep on them. And you say, oh, that's what he was talking about. And you're worried because you think, I don't know enough about them. I don't know what questions to ask. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do to upgrade your nightly routine is to go to brooklinen.com and check out their underpriced luxury bedding. What they've done, and the whole point of this company that was started in 2014, was to take all the silliness and mystery out of this particular sales sector that was filled with retail licensing fees and unnecessary markups and manufacturing waste. And now you get high-end designs for a fraction of the price. I love my Brooklinen sheets. You will love your Brooklinen sheets, especially with this exclusive offer. You can shop Black Friday all week with Brooklinen's biggest and only sale of the year. It's up to 20% off everything site-wide and a free gift with purchase. And Brooklinen's so sure you're going to love your sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. No reason not to try this. This is Brooklinen's biggest and only sale of the year. So it's the perfect time to stock up for you and those on your list with what are sure to be your new favorite sheets. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, he's gotta be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017? With their 2017 Chevy closeout sale. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at, you guessed it, Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualify customers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word would choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming the score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're going to talk to Eric at home at the top of the hour. You know him from Pro Football Weekly and also his guest appearances on this station and this show. Looking forward to that conversation. We're going to ask him about the Bears. We're going to stretch it out to some NFL things as well. Dan, I saw those Philadelphia Eagles play last night. It was 9-7 at halftime, and then it ended up being 39-7 at the end of the game. 30-0 They ran away from those Cowboys. You know,
we're getting Cowboys can't run the football
at all. At all. They, and that defense.
That vaunted line.
Well, the thing is, well, a couple of guys are hurt, especially Tyron Smith, the left tackle. But when Sean Lee is not playing, and I used to make light of it a couple of years ago because he's always hurt. But when Sean Lee is not playing, that defense is atrocious. Like, they can't get. You think Danny Trevathan is the guy that's you know, the linchpin in this defense? Sean Lee apparently does everything for them, from the calls to making all the plays, because they are horrible without him out there on the field. That Philadelphia Eagles thing, though, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was like, all right, you know, we'll see. I still like the brand names that I'm used to in Seattle and before Aaron Rodgers was hurt, Green Bay. But